With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Republicans are scheduled to begin impeachment proceedings against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The House Homeland Security Committee, led by Republican Mark Green of Tennessee, will hold its first impeachment hearing into Secretary Mayorkas next week on January 10. According to the House panel, the hearing is aimed at evaluating the impact of the secretary's, quote, failed leadership in his refusal to enforce the laws passed by Congress. If impeached, Mayorkas will be the first cabinet secretary to be ousted since 1876. The U.S. southern border has seen an unprecedented number of crossings in recent months. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump has appealed a ruling by Maine's Secretary of State barring him from the state's primary ballot. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
As promised, the former president's legal team appealed the ruling to the Maine Supreme Court. Trump's appeal argues that the Secretary of State, who is a Democrat, abused her discretion and relied on untrustworthy evidence. His attorneys wrote that the secretary should have recused herself due to her bias against Trump. But Shenna Bellows, who used the Constitution's insurrection clause, said she has confidence in her decision and in the rule of law. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A New Jersey imam was shot and critically wounded outside a mosque in the state's largest city early today. The cleric was shot outside the Masjid Muhammad Newark Mosque. There have been no arrests made in that shooting. It's unclear what led to the violence and if the imam was actually targeted. Stocks remain sharply lower now. The Dow is down 124 points, the NASDAQ losing 112. This is SRN News. A U.S. military leader says inclusion is a national security imperative.
Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Bree Fram is a man living as a woman, and he made his comments at the Most Powerful Women's Summit sponsored by Fortune magazine. In fact, Fram is the highest-ranking transgender service member in the history of the U.S. military, and he reflects the Biden administration's determination to promote the LGBT agenda in every federal agency. Some critics say social engineering is not a national security imperative. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion expected to be a key issue in many of this year's elections for state Supreme Court seats. There will be 80 of them in 33 states. With the abortion debate shifted to states since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, state Supreme Court races have emerged as some of the most hotly contested and costliest races on the ballot. This is SRN News. California lawmakers returning to work for an election year legislative session.
The session will likely be dominated by decisions related to artificial intelligence and California's struggling budget. The nonpartisan legislative analyst's office says the state will likely have a $68 billion budget deficit. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom must reveal his plan to cover that deficit by January 10th. The deficit could prompt hard choices for lawmakers in an election year.
Correspondent Jeremy House, multiple legislators have pledged to introduce bills regulating artificial intelligence with California companies at the forefront of that new technology. Disgraced Los Angeles celebrity lawyer Tom Girardi has been found competent to stand trial on charges he stole more than $15 million from his clients. The 84-year-old Girardi pleaded not guilty in Los Angeles last year to wire fraud. More details at SRNnews.com.